Morning, you know, it's the FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Bruce Wicker, a flooring industry consultant. Bruce, how you doing?
Just great, Kemp.
I appreciate you stepping away from being with family. You wrote the Night Before Christmas poem that was related to the flooring industry. I didn't know you were that creative. Good job.
Thank you. It was good to be a little optimistic and have a little smile on our faces.
The world continues to turn, despite the fact that the flooring industry's been a little soft. There's still some bright spots out there, and there's some opportunities. Let's talk a little bit about our lead story on Floor Daily that we put up right before Christmas was this U.S. GDP. You know, after the government shut down, they were late to tell us, but in the third quarter, the annual rate for GDP rose 4.3%. So you've got that on top of Q2, which was 3.8%. So there's some economic activity going on. We're really not seeing it in the flooring industry. There are some areas where the economy is growing. The same period of time, third quarter of sales for flooring was in Santo Tresivia's U.S. market report, shows by category flooring sales up till September 30th. Carpet and rug is down 1.7%. And people who get the Broadlim report know that the U.S. manufacturing is down 4.5%, and exports are down 4%, but imports are up 3.2%. So that puts the carpet and rug business down 1.7%. Ceramic tile down 1.1%. U.S. production is down 7.5%. Exports are down 6.6%, but imports are up 5%. And that early shipping in because of the fear of tariffs, that's where a lot of that came from. And then in laminate, we got the business down 4.3%. U.S. production is down 9.5%. Exports down 20%, but imports are up 14.3%. So that puts the laminate business down 4.3%. Resilient flooring is down 4.8%. Some would argue that, but there's many categories in resilience. So U.S. production is down 10%. Exports are up 3.2%. And imports are up 4.6% for a total of down 4.8%. Wood flooring is down 5%. U.S. production is down 10%. Exports down 6.1%. Imports up 6.6%. So that total is down 5%. So that means total flooring is down 3.1% in the first three quarters. And as you and I were talking before we started this, that's the fourth year in a row that we've seen a decline in revenue in flooring.
Yep. It was a tough year. Very disappointing. A year of extreme uncertainty with disruptions in supply chains. Agonizing borderline recession in flooring, if you think about it, just stretched out over many years. Yeah. But I think we're getting more realistic about what to expect.
So let's talk about tariffs for a minute, because there are some pundits out there who think that there's going to be a big game changer that's going to happen in early January, potentially in the next couple of weeks, when the Supreme Court of the United States has a ruling on whether these emergency powers tariffs by the president are constitutionally acceptable. There is a heavy leaning toward the fact they're going to say they're not, and that the money's got to be refunded. The president had said maybe we give this money to retailers, but they're going to say you don't have the authority for that. So that will be interesting to watch, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. It could create, it will create an extreme amount of confusion if they make that ruling. Have they really shut off all the opportunities for the president to keep the tariffs at some level? What level would that be? How do you get paid back? It's going to be crazy.
One of the things for sure, I wrote in an editorial that will come out on Friday, is in a flat market, the only way to really grow is to sharpen your saw and to do a lot of change and to focus on taking share. I mean, the only way you're going to find growth in a flat to down market is to take share, right?
Absolutely right. I do want to say, and I kind of said it in the poem, is I'm optimistic about the flooring industry's abilities to diversify, create new products. Charlie Dilks was quoted as talking about the flooring products in the industry are the best ever. We just need consumers, and we always need a better job of getting the consumers and showing them our value. And we're competing in an environment where they don't have as much disposable income as they used to have. So you're right. It's all about, can you execute better than your competitor? Can you diversify into new markets, new channels, and bring new products to market? So we are going to have winners and losers. It was interesting when you were talking about Santos numbers. What's driving the fact that it's not down more than 3.1% is imports. So we know that some of that was inventory purchases, right? Because of the tariff situations. You know, I think about the U.S. market in a kind of holistic way. It was probably down about 5%, which was much worse than anyone ever expected. And if you look at GDP and you look under the hood, we've got this variability because of this import situation created by the tariffs. We've got the wealth effect, meaning the haves and have nots. I mean, who's driving the economy? It's the 10% of the population that has the money to spend. You know, I guess 60 million people or whatever that is. And you've got AI. I mean, half of GDP growth is tied to AI, at least according to one report that I read. And that investment is slowing a little bit. So we're going into a year where we're more realistic than we used to be. We're resigned to the fact that it's going to be a difficult year. We're going to start the year bumping along the bottom still. We're going to have some hope for the second half again. And it's all tied to interest rates. And we're looking over our shoulder about the unexpected. So in many of the comments made by flooring executives that I've read in the last month, we all just don't know exactly what's going to happen. I think our expectations are now more cautious than they were this time last year. I mean, I've been predicting demand will be someplace between +2 and -2. I think if things shift, I don't think it's going to be much better than +2. And when I say shift, something either more positive or more negative happens, but it could be worse than -2. Here we go again. Yeah. It's all about diversification, managing your cash and being adaptable, and bringing new products to market. And I'm optimistic that there are many players in the industry who will do that. I also think we'll see more deals. We've got PE money pent up. We just saw a deal with Abraham Lincoln and All Surfaces. And I do think that some players, some owners are just going to say, okay, enough's enough and find a way out.
Yeah, okay, Bruce. You mentioned Charlie Dilk's article. That was in our December issue of Floor Focus. And the executive outlook you mentioned was in our December issue. So some people may want to go back and read that December issue. Anyway, I appreciate you giving us this recap from your perspective. Again, been talking to Bruce Wicker, an industry consultant, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLead.net.